Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Tom and Terry podcast, where we provide alternate commentaries for Tom Cruise movies. This is Mike, and I'm here with my best friend, Matt, and we're talking about the movie Jack Reacher. If you're synced up along at home, you should see the Paramount logo right now. So let's get started.
Woo.
So, Matt, tell me. So we're doing Jack Reacher, and this was when I wanted to do this project. Most people, when I was like, "Oh, what Tom Cruise movie do you want to do?" Most people were like, they picked like
Top Gun
and shit. You were like, you wanted to do Jack Reacher.
No, well, to be fair, you were like, "I know exactly what movie I want to do with you. We're doing Jack Reacher."
Because you like the Jack Reacher books.
I've read about between 8 and 10 of them.
Uh huh.
I know a lot about Jack Reacher, the character. Like, I know about his history. I know where his mom's grave is.
So you've seen this movie before?
I've seen this movie before.
How do you think Tom Cruise does as Jack Reacher?
Well, it's a complicated scenario because Jack Reacher, the character, is supposed to be...
Are we going to get into the size thing?
Right now. This minute?
Do you want to? We can save it for later. I know there's 2 hours of this movie we gotta watch.
Okay, so well, the short of it for now is Tom Cruise did a wonderful job. But in the beginning, when I heard Tom Cruise was cast, I was a little thrown off.
Fans were outraged.
My grandmother and my father were all
Jack Reacher fans. Jack Reacher fan was completely outraged that Tom Cruise was cast as Jack Reacher.
Yes.
We'll get into that a little later. Right now, what I want to ask you is, so how do you feel about Tom Cruise in general?
I love Tom Cruise. I think he's one of the best actors of our time.
You're a total Tom head.
I'm a total Tom head. There's something about Tom Cruise that is so believable. He's like really intense, you know what I mean? Like, not in like a Leonardo DiCaprio way. I think Leonardo DiCaprio wishes he could carry the same kind of intensity. He's intense with it being like...
an affable intensity?
Well, it's just like, it's believable, whereas like... like a character like Leo is like, this is an art project. I'm performing. Whereas you think, you know that this could be a person, like, no matter how ridiculous it is, like, it, there's something about his intensity that you latch onto and you're like,
right.
I believe that guy.
So you think Leonardo DiCaprio is performing to be a good actor, or you think Tom Cruise is performing to entertain the audience? One's more of an entertainer.
Well, it's like apathy. You know what I mean? Like, empathy. You can feel for Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Whereas you kind of can't feel that for like a Leonardo DiCaprio. You don't feel for him. You're just watching a spectacle, and you kind of can be like in Tom Cruise's boots, per se.
And also, as a devout Scientologist, you have to support him as well, right?
Yeah, I love aliens.
So that's the main thing, because I was thinking about this, because there's another famous Tom Hanks, who essentially, they're about the same age. They've been famous for about the same amount of time. I would say they're equal amounts of famousness. And most people think of Tom Cruise as this weird guy, and people love Tom Hanks. Like, you probably don't even know that much about Tom Hanks's personal life, but you know like everything about Tom Cruise's.
You see what's happening right here?
He's about to shoot a kid.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's about to get real.
Now, is this book inspired by the Beltway Sniper, like, expressly, or is it just like...
Because
the plot of this book, which is called One Shot, I believe?
One Shot.
Is,
but the movie's just Jack Reacher.
Yeah, but the book is called One Shot.
Oh, you did your homework.
I did. Yeah. You know they're making a second one. This was like,
I can only hope.
See, I didn't think this movie was... I thought this was not that big of a movie, but in fact, it was a very successful movie.
Was it, though?
Yes.
So it's a weird thing because, you know, we live in Brooklyn and, like...
Yeah, it's like...
I think it kind of, like, flew under our, like,
exactly,
hipster radar or something like that. Oh. Fucking heavy opening scene.
Very heavy.
Headshot to a businessman. And now a woman, there goes her papers flying in the air.
Is this how the book starts?
I believe so.
But it's... Oh, God. This is a very intense.
It's really brutal.
Oh, God.
He's straight up sniping people.
Don't shoot the baby.
But, you know, they do that to you just to cause a little bit of tension.
Yeah. Now, if Jack Reacher was real, do you think we'd have all these mass shootings that we have now?
Oh, we're going to get into that.
The movie starts with a mass shooting.
Well, so the thing about Jack Reacher, and you'll find out through watching this movie, is he's a vigilante.
Yeah, like, what? How? Who is this? Like, he's essentially like a one-man agent.
And they never really explain it in here. And he's like, he's almost like he's a criminal because he's a vagrant.
Right.
Right? But he's a vigilante, and he has this insane sense of, like he needs to right the world.
Very, okay. So,
you know what I mean?
There's a suspension of disbelief we have with Jack Reacher, and, like, this one-man unstoppable, like, heroic force doesn't really exist.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's like, maybe somewhere in history there's been something where a character like Jack Reacher has existed.
But probably not.
But probably not. But, like, for people who've never read the book and have only had this movie to, yeah, like, to see it, we're not going to get the clear sense of Jack Reacher until there's
a couple more movies.
No.
Jack Reacher mythology.
No, and it's interesting because in the books...
That's a good question. Do you think this story is a good, like, kind of first Jack Reacher story to tell?
You know, it's funny. I didn't read the books in order, per se, until recently.
Right, and this is one of the newer ones. This book came out in 2005 something.
He's been writing books for 20 years or something.
Yeah, but like, I think the Jack Reacher, like, the first one came out in, like, 97 or something like that.
Yeah. So... it's hard to say. Like, I think as a movie, this is a good movie, and Tom Cruise pulled it off. It's Tom Cruise, man. You know, it was believable.
It was believable.
I mean, the thing about Jack Reacher is there's always like a little bit of like this ludicrousness. Right.
Now, do the other stories, do they have this sort of pulled from the headlines type stuff where it's like, now Jack Reacher takes on like cybercrime or
Jack,
something?
Jack Reacher meets protects the frickin' vice president in a book. You know, he's always shacking up with the lawyer lady or shacking up with the cop lady, or, you know, he's always involved in like something that you're like, man, that story sounds really familiar.
Right.
So I actually recently read a little bit about the author Lee Child. He did a little like a Sunday in the life for the New York Times or New York Mag or something.
I imagine, like, Lee Child
was super boring. He's like,
is he? I like, imagine he's him married. He's very cool
he's,
guy.
He's married. He's English, but he lives in New York. He lives in the Upper West Side. Ugh. He writes a lot about New York. And he's like, oh, I have a cigarette. You know, I eat some dinner with my wife. I, you know, drink a coffee on the stoop. You know, like, it's like, okay, Lee Child. So this is kind of his fantasy.
So he's, I imagine him as sort of like, with like an eye patch, and he like lives in a compound and like shoots guns and stuff.
No, he like, you know, he wears like, you know, stonewashed jeans and like, a leather jacket.
He's just like a rich Upper West Side like dad guy.
I guess. I don't even know if he has kids. Like, but he writes these stories that are like very well informed. Like, there's history involved. He's like, Jack Reacher is a character who knows a lot about music. A lot about sports. Knows like.
I refer to him the genre that like Jack Reacher is and James Patterson. I refer to him as dad books. Like, it's like dad fiction.
Totally.
And so like it's stuff like that where like a dad would be like, Jack Reacher is cool and he knows a lot about classic rock.
James Patterson is different. James Patterson is not cool.
Like, I don't think Lee Child is necessarily a cool guy.
Well, I mean Alex Cross, the character.
Yeah. And I think that's a thing with...
He's, like, stuffy, whereas, like, Jack Reacher is, like, a punk rock, like, you know...
Okay, you might be reaching a little bit with that.
You don't know enough about him. I'm telling you, man. He's world class, man, and he doesn't give a fuck. You know what? It's very reminiscent of Rambo.
Sure, I'll give you that.
Nothing crazier and cooler than Rambo.
Right, yeah. I think because this movie came
out... What's this guy's name with the red tie? I always forget his name.
I want to say Stephen Jenkins, but that's the lead singer of Third Eye Blind, so that's not it.
See? All right. So what's happening now?
So there's...
This is the mythology. Who the hell is Jack Reacher?
Oh.
It's going to get real now. But see, Jack Reacher, he's hard to reach. He has no phone number.
What an ironic last name.
I never really thought about that.
I don't think that's what it is. But this movie came out around the same time as that Alex Cross movie.
Well, there he is. He's always with the babe. Did it?
Yeah, and so like I feel like I always get them mixed up in my head.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's been Alex Cross movies already.
Yeah, but it was like that was like the big Alex Cross movie, and it came out around the same time as this, and like he gets all his clothes at the Goodwill.
He gets his clothes at the Goodwill or like the Army Navy surplus. Like he changes his clothes, he throws them in the garbage. Like he doesn't have material possessions that he cares about. He has a foldable pocket toothbrush. That is his one thing.
And so we kind of don't get it in this movie. It's not explained why he has all these eccentricities. But
have you seen it already?
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
But in the other. What a badass.
Dropping my clothes in the Goodwill bin.
I'm so badass, I can't even own two shirts.
And he gets all his money wired via what is it? Union transfer, whatever. There you go, he's talking about it.
Yeah, so they're explaining how tough he is. Jack Reacher's not his real name?
No, Jack Reacher's his real name.
Oh.
And you'll see in the movie, I mean, I don't know how much I'm supposed to give away, but like...
You can give away as much as you want.
He loves baseball. And, or I guess, it's always like he doesn't have love for anything. He doesn't love anything. But like he has interests. So it's like blues music and like...
God, he's such
he
like...
He knows a lot about like the 1970s Yankees.
He's such like what an idea of like what a suburban dad would be like. Now that's a cool guy.
That's a cool guy. Like when he checks in hotels, he leaves his name as like, you know, the Mickey Mantle. I don't, you know, Mickey. I don't remember real, like that's true.
Boss Gag or something. Yeah, like that. Mr. Mickey Mantle. Okay, so we finally are introduced to Tom Cruise as Jack Reacher,
and then, you know. If you don't know anything about Jack Reacher as a character in a book,
okay,
it doesn't matter.
So now
how he was introduced.
Let's get into it. How does Jack Reacher look in the books?
Man, this beer is really dry.
It's super dry.
Folks, if you don't know, Mike and I have a love for Asahi super dry in quotations.
It's super dry in quotations, which, why?
Why? So...
they're quoting somebody else that said it was dry.
When you meet Jack Reacher... The way it's described is he is 6'4", linebacker, like 240 pounds, you know, like
a hulking mass
just
of a man,
big man, not fat, not super fit, but like just a athletic build,
and
he's got like steel blue eyes, which Tom Cruise does.
He does.
He's got like kind of shaggy hair. He's a little scruffy,
right.
And he's a bum. Essentially, he's a bum.
He's like a weird bum. And
he's
in this movie,
bum.
In this movie, he's played by Tom Cruise, who is famously a little person.
Famously little person.
And so that was the main outrage when this movie was made, was that like everyone's like, Tom Cruise is a teeny little Scientologist, and like the main thing about Jack Reacher's physical appearance is that he's huge.
Well, and also, it's like it's not even about physical appearance; it's like presence.
Exactly, and then,
yeah,
and
so
then it's like, and like Tom Cruise is sort of like this affable movie star, and Jack Reacher is supposed to be like this derelict guy.
Can we pause for a second?
No,
I love her.
Oh, pause talking about that.
Like I love her,
Rosamund Pike.
She's so beautiful.
How did you see her in Gone Girl? Hey, what do you think?
Hot.
I wish we could do a commentary on Gone Girl.
I mean, we can. It just wouldn't be called Tomentary. She's so hot. I think she's a great actress. Perfect for this role. Just like boss woman.
She's great. So she's like his like tough lady foil.
Tough lady foil, but like
also,
the lady always has a little bit of vulnerability, which
and
is
then
like
also
where
she's like, ooh, Tom Cruise, I wanna kiss you.
I wanna smooch you. So backtrack.
Alright, so the fans were losing their shit about Tom Cruise. And the funny thing is, so Tom Cruise bought his production company bought the rights to this book.
Fucking and like, awesome! That's great.
And I wish I could have been in the room.
Tom Cruise is a dad. Yeah, sure. Fucking loves that shit. Does he have kids? Yeah, he has kids with Katie Holmes. But he had kids with Nicole Kidman, right?
He did, and he had adopted kids and stuff like that. He's all a shitload of kids.
He's such a celebrity.
His famously, his daughter just got married, and he didn't go to the wedding.
What a dick.
But, like, I would have loved to be in the room when he comes in, and he's, like, with Lee Child or whatever. He's like, I love this book. I want to make it. And he's like, and I want to play Jack Reacher. Well, Lee Child has to be like, okay.
Sure, okay. Dude. I mean, it's like, in my mind, it would have been like a Hugh Jackman. Like,
Hugh Jackman's, he's not that small, but.
Hugh Jackman's enormous.
But then, and then.
He's like 6 foot two, and he's like jacked.
I guess because he plays Wolverine, and Wolverine's supposed to be very small.
But he's like huge in real life.
Is he?
You see his muscles, like Tom Cruise, at best, will never look like that.
It's true.
Like, he'll look good, but like, he's always just been like an average sized dude, but in reality, he's actually really small.
And
or another one that my dad and I talked about was The Rock, and the problem there is The Rock is like way too ethnic. Whereas right. Like Jack Reacher is like white, you know,
a white guy, yeah.
But it would have been more believable because the whole thing is you're supposed to be his presence when he's in a room.
It's supposed to
is known.
Yeah, it's like his physical appearance is part of his character, and they kind of had to lose this. So Lee Child is. I read his response to all of this, and he said, "You get with Tom Cruise, you'll get 90% of the physical appearance and 100% of the character, which is better than 100% of the physical appearance and 90% of the character, which is bullshit." And the real answer is Tom Cruise gave me millions of dollars. Is the real answer?
But
I don't really.
But that would have been like if like so if like The Rock. For example, were to be him. Like, Wolverine is essentially Jack Reacher. Like, Wolverine's a fucking great cat. You know, he's the same.
Bit of a vagabond.
Like, embittered by past experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, you know, I think it could have gone a million ways.
You're really stumping for Hugh Jackman in this.
For some reason, it just, like, came in my mind. That it should be Hugh Jackman.
Do you really like Hugh Jackman?
Not in particular, but.
And you think he would make a good Jack Reacher?
But.
Well, he just stopped
making. But it was after watching this movie, I was like, all right, Tom Cruise, you could be my Jack Reacher.
That's how good of an actor Tom Cruise is. As how short as he is, he can play a man twice
and
his height.
I'm telling you, it's that believable intensity. However you take that.
Has Tom Cruise ever won an Oscar?
That's a really good question. And that goes back to my whole thing about Leo.
Leo's never won an Oscar. I don't think he ever will.
He has...
Tom Hanks, on the other hand. He's holding up his coffee table with him.
I just spilled a little beer on... No, it's just on me.
It's fine.
So...
Tom Cruise has never won an Oscar.
Tom Cruise never won an Oscar either. Well, you know, maybe I'm fucking wrong about him, but
I think the thing is with Tom Cruise is, well, he doesn't make movies that would get him an Oscar. Maybe back in his like in the early days, of, like in the '90s when he was making like say, Born on the 4th of July or A Few Good Men or something. Man, he didn't get an Oscar for A Few Good Men. I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I think he got nominated for an Oscar for fucking Tropic Thunder.
What the fuck do I know? You know, as far as I'm concerned, I like Jack Reacher.
You love Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher will never win an Oscar. Probably not. But who cares about Oscars? Why does it? I don't think an Oscar is like.
He was nominated 3 times for Born on the 4th of July, Jerry Maguire, and Magnolia.
Oh, Jerry Maguire. I don't think an Oscar is like. Grounds for it being an amazing movie. Like, there's been movies that have won Oscars that I've never even fucking heard of. That, they, you know, it's like you. Oh, when you see the commercial, and it's like, this is gonna be an instant Oscar contender. You know, it's like, fuck that shit.
And then,
you know, who cares about that? Who cares about that? You know, like The Martian. The Martian is gonna be nominated for like 5 different categories.
And then the thing is, there's a very specific type of movie that gets nominated for Oscars. It can't be too lowbrow, but it also can't be too highbrow. Like, it has to like be like The Martian or something. Like, it's like those are essentially popcorn movies with like less like car chases. You know.
Listen, you came up with the concept for Tom and Terry.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many Tom Cruise movies there are? 40 plus movies.
Yeah. He's Oscar been a star, and he's been a star in 90% of them.
His career has been
greater
than most.
Absolutely.
I don't give a shit if he won an Oscar or not. He's Tom Cruise.
Right. Do you think he ever will?
Yeah, sure. One day he'll win an Oscar.
Also, he's a Scientologist. Don't Scientologists run Hollywood? How are they not giving him an Oscar yet?
He'll win an Oscar one day. But I think he's a bit of a rebel. He's a black sheep. He's like, I'm going to fucking do whatever movie I want. It's not about the Oscar.
It is. I don't like. That's the thing.
We all want an Oscar, right?
Well, I don't know, because I feel like he wouldn't be making Mission Impossible movies if he won an Oscar.
Check this out. This is when it kicks in.
What?
The conscious. This like.
Wait. So he's now he's denied.
So he's like, I'm gonna leave. I'm not gonna help in this situation. So he's like, I'm bouncing. And he's thinking about the girl who's already in love with him, like immediately. And he's like, I'm bouncing. I don't have time for this shit. I don't deal with this shit.
Are they going to do the thing where he's standing there? Oh, I wish they did that. That's one of my favorite things in a movie.
I know. But this movie's not that Hollywood.
Boom! Even better. Yeah, they got you eventually.
Rosamund Pike.
I don't understand why they think that this guy can find this sniper.
So here, see, this is the problem with this movie. This is the biggest problem. See, I'll watch this movie and be like, that was a fine movie. But it doesn't define the Jack Reacher legacy, which I think is important. Like, if you're going to do a movie on a character.
You love Jack Reacher.
I'm invested. I know a lot about him. And it's like.
Your father loves these books as well, right?
That's how I got into it. And my grandmother.
That's nice.
We share them.
That's nice. It's a family thing.
Although now he downloads them on his iPad.
So. But you still read them with, you know.
I haven't read one. I read one last year. I haven't read one. They just came out with a new one. Mm. They've been kind of trailing off a little bit. You know, he's kind of just cranking them out at this point. But the whole thing, and you'll find a little bit about that as the movie goes on, but he's ex-military.
Right.
And so he was a military cop.
Oh, right.
And he's kind of like this. I don't know. What's another famous character that is just like knows everything? He's like he's a step ahead of you. He doesn't need a watch.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, he's a Sherlock Holmes of sorts, except Sherlock Holmes basically, you know, Watson did all the dirty work. Well, actually, was Watson the brains, right?
No.
Isn't like a thing where Sherlock, it was like bullshit, like Watson was like the guy who was actually solving the crimes?
No.
I'm totally wrong about that.
I don't know. That would be funny if that was true, though. That would make Sherlock Holmes way funnier.
I thought that was like a thing.
Sherlock Holmes is just a stupid asshole in a hat.
I mean, he is. He's like a dick, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a moody asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's a step ahead of you at all times. His brain is constantly moving. He doesn't need a fucking watch to tell time. He can kick anybody's ass. He's a fucking expert sniper, which plays into this movie.
Right, because this is the man they're trying to catch is a sniper.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, he just knows about all this shit. And so in this movie, he gets called upon. But in a lot of the other movies, he kind of he's traveling around and he happens into a town and he sniffs out the mischief. You know what I mean? He's like, something's awry here.
Right.
So this is a unique situation where he's actually like, we need Jack Reacher.
Right, because that would be the thing, is in other ones it would make, that would make more sense, because it's like, why the hell are these people calling Jack Reacher?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But this one, there's a specific character, James Barr, who you've already been introduced to, who got, you know, who's been accused of sniping these poor people.
He's got PTSD.
He's got PTSD. He was in Fallujah or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack Reacher busted him because he sniped people in the Middle East. He was out there and he killed people. Or the Gulf, excuse me, the Gulf. Well, I mean, it's the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Not to sound ignorant. But he's already caught him once for the same thing. So he's like, I know what the fuck is going on here, but this doesn't seem right. Jack Reacher always, it's like, you know, like my dad as a cop. My dad's a cop.
Yes, that's
or was.
Yeah.
So that's probably why, you know, he liked him and why I like him.
Sure.
He's like, always think about the worst case scenario. And so he's got this cop mentality and he's always he's literally always thinking about like what's the worst possible case. And there he is, trying to figure out the shit.
Right. So
this tea is wild.
Honest tea, pomegranate.
Just a tad sweet.
Just a tad sweet. I hate a tea that's too sweet.
This is like sweeter than it should have been, though. It should have been less sweet.
Give me that tea's tea any day of the week.
Tea's tea?
Yeah, it was at the store.
And I should have got that. Why didn't you help me out when I was debating whether to spend $8 or $2 on tea?
You were shocked at the absurd price of cold pressed juice at the store.
Cayenne pepper and agave.
Yep. So Jack Reacher. Oh, so what I was gonna say, I'm gonna relate a funny story about Jack Reacher. So my dad, he's a fan of the dad books, like no one's business. He loves James Patterson,
sure.
And once famously say, because now James Patterson doesn't even write his own books anymore.
Who knows if Lee Child even does? But I mean, I'd like to think he would.
But no, it's like on the cut. Like now, it'll be like James Patterson's Net Force, written by this person. And my dad takes that as a sign of how good of an author a man is. So good, he doesn't even have to write his own books anymore. And he also said, and then his wife also once told me that she likes James Patterson books because the font is really big and the chapters are short.
I forget why this is happening. Who was that guy again?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, Daddy.
Yeah, she likes James Patterson books because the font is really big and the chapters are short. And I was like, that's more of a compliment for the publisher of the book. That's not really.
This is your mom?
My stepmom.
Your stepmom.
Yeah, and so anyway, so my dad likes these dumb dad books that I don't like. Matt tells me about Jack Reacher, and I was like, oh man, this sounds awesome. It sounds like something my dad would really like. My dad's such a fucking prick. I gave him these books, and he's just like, I didn't care. I didn't even think he read them.
His loss, man.
Yeah. I got more fake James Patterson books to read.
Fake James Patterson. What would your mom read? What would your mom be into?
That's a good question. I've never seen my mom read a book. My mom's a very Jack Reacher type character.
Yeah, your mom's totally like jack of all trades, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And like...
very tough.
Build shit with her own hands.
Yeah, very tough, very stern woman. I would say she, like, when she walks into a room, there is, her presence is...
Sandy Moore.
But she's also 5 feet tall, so...
Like a freaking Navajo.
She looks like a Navajo, it's true.
I love him too,
but no, I've never seen my mom read a book. I think she read one where it was another one of these series, but it was like the lady was like a forensic doctor or something like
forensic
that.
Doctor.
And
I mean, there's a ton of them, you know.
Yeah,
who's the other guy? Tom Clancy.
Tom Clancy, like sure. Yeah, he's another. That's another like dad. Books. That's another dad book.
Yeah, it's a dad book. Tom Clancy. There's James Koontz.
Dean Koontz. Jeff Koontz,
the artist.
famous dad book
famous
writer,
dad book author,
Jeff Koontz,
Dean Koontz.
It is. It's just a very funny genre of book that's like very popular. Is like,
dude, New York Times bestsellers.
They're insanely popular.
No joke.
I mean,
you know, it's kind of funny.
My brother, like, I personally have never read a Lee Child Jack Reacher novel. I probably should. But my brother read them, and me and my brother have very close sensibilities. And he...
Jim Moore read them?
Yeah, he did. And he said they were like, you know, it's like... He said they're very enjoyable. Like, you know,
all
right. I'd say they're on par with the Tom Cruise movie, where they're well-crafted. They're made to be maximize your enjoyment of them.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe they're not going to make you think about the big questions in your life, but you know, maybe you don't need to do that all the time, you know?
Definitely not. So this is an interesting scenario. You know, this is kind of like the thing about Jack Reacher. He's thinking about everything, but he's not sharing everything he's thinking about. So like he's talking to this cop here, and you know, they've got some common ground, but he'll never share everything that's in his brain because he's got to keep one step ahead of you, and he's got to be like, I've got one more card to play, and if I let you know that, you're going to foil my plan.
He seems more like a dick. He's just withholding information.
Yeah, but you watch. It comes
out. We're all on the same team. How about you tell the cop?
But that's the question, are we? Never trust everybody.
Right.
Never trust anybody fully.
Tom Cruise is back in a bar, just like in Cocktail. Hopefully he spins around some bottles.
This is Jack Reacher out of his element, but in his element at the same time.
Right.
Jack Reacher prefers a diner.
Because he likes to eat eggs?
Eggs and cheeseburgers.
Yeah, why don't they have Nick Offerman play Jack Reacher?
And shitty coffee.
I feel like Nick Offerman would have been a great Jack Reacher.
Nick Offerman. Imagine.
That's when I imagine Jack Reacher, I imagine a Ron Swanson type character.
See, this is this do-gooder thing that's going on right here.
Oh, so he's about to, like, fucking...
Is he scoping out the room, and he sees people, like, arguing. He's like, I gotta fix this. Something's not right here.
How about you keep your nose at other people's business, Jack Reacher?
Jack Reacher will never do that. And his brain is just always moving, always thinking.
He is always thinking. See, because the thing is with this is it, like... What kind of psychotic woman would ever do that? Actually, that's not true. Women have done it before to me. I'm no Jack Reacher, that's for sure.
Pretty sure it's happened to me, too. I've always just been like, yeah,
like,
please
gross.
Get away
from me. What are you doing?
Personal space, please. Do you think she's attractive?
I do. She looks very young, though.
I think it's the idea.
What?
I think it's the idea with her, at least. Her name's Sandy.
It's my mom's name.
Sandy Moore. This is difficult.
What?
Because, like, at a certain point, you just, like, kind of want to watch the movie.
You can. That's the point of it.
But you can be quiet for a little while.
You can be quiet for a little bit. I'd prefer you not.
You're like, do I keep talking? Do I run out of things to say?
So he's always, like...
Oh, now he's being a dick calling her a prostitute.
Yeah, Tom Cruise. He's about to punch this dude in his face. Cool bomber jacket, very on trend.
Very on trend. Did you watch that GQ video about how to wear a bomber jacket?
No, how would you make a whole video about how to wear a bomber jacket?
It exists. It was very similar to that bomber jacket.
I mean, that's the classic bomber jacket. He looks great in it.
The right way to wear a bomber jacket, this guy.
This guy with his weird Josh Hartnett looking face.
He's a weird looking guy.
So this is our first time where we're about to see the physical prowess of Jack Reacher.
Physical prowess, and this is the conundrum that we've entangled ourselves in.
So this girl, all of these people are her brother? Jeez, that's like a horrible joke. It's such a stupid joke.
This is the dadness.
Yeah, that would be a dope dad joke. A dad would be like, "Hey." So and then a dad would totally like be like, "Stop being such a floozy young lady."
I like how he's like warming up. He's just like, he's like
shadow boxing.
Like, I'm ready to go. Ooh. So yeah, this is the conundrum we've kind of become part of, is like the Jack Reacher I know and that the people know are supposed to assume that he's just going to kick everybody's ass. But at this point, we don't know shit because it's like, this little guy?
Right.
Now he's just going to explain exactly what he's going to do. And he's going to do it. He's a man of his word, if Jack Reacher's anything.
Punch him right in his face.
He's sneaky, but he's a man of his word. He wanted this.
Oh, man.
He wanted it. Yeah,
he just kicked him in his nuts.
Oh, he's down and dirty, man.
Jack Reacher, I was just about to ask that. Does Jack Reacher fight dirty?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes, Jack Reacher is not afraid to get a little dirty. Not afraid to kick somebody in the fucking nuts. Not afraid to kill somebody.
That is a very interesting concept of a Jack Reacher kind of character.
Like, he'll break this guy's leg right now. No questions asked. He'll put them all in the hospital. Watch. He's gonna do something dirty here.
So he's kicked multiple people in the penis.
Just not. Scene. It's not a thing, you know. It's like, whatever I have to do to get out of this situation unscathed.
Right.
See, this is like the Rambo thing where he's like,
yeah,
he's like, you know,
bit of a nihilist.
Yeah.
He said, "Who hired you?" So the plot thickens.
That's what I'm telling you. He knows. He has no. He just like, you can't get anything past him, and if you do, it's only a matter of time before he figures it out.
Man. So, like, because the thing is, this case, it seems very cut and dry at this point. Some guy went crazy and shot a bunch of people.
Right.
But
it's nothing.
There's no way.
Nothing is ever as it seems.
Yeah.
And if it is, it would make for a bad story. Because at the end of the day, he's a detective.
Right.
And he's trying to figure out this mystery. I wish we had, like, some chips and guac or something.
We were at the store. You should have gotten.
I didn't think about it.
Yeah. I don't have anything like that in my house.
Yeah, a cup of noodle.
I got a cup of noodle. I got bread.
Tuna fish.
And tuna fish.
I'm making a roast con pollo for dinner.
You got a recipe?
I like to fly off the you know, fly off the cuff a little bit. Is that the term?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to fly by the seat of my pants a little bit, but I do have a basic recipe that I will follow. I've been looking into this whole idea of making things in a rice cooker because it's like sort of a crock pot of sorts.
Right.
But
besides rice.
I think I just need to buy a rice crock pot.
Dude. Don't be that guy that buys the crock pot and then your life is consumed by that crock pot for 2 months.
And then never use it
again. And never use it again.
I mean, that's like most things in my life.
Dude, the crockpot guy is the most annoying guy for 2 months. I don't care about that. You can make anything in there. Chili?
Yeah.
Chili bread?
You can make bread in the crockpot.
The guy...
A roast?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, I understand the concept of a crockpot. You don't need to tell me about it.
So you just set it?
You just put it in there in the morning. You just put it there in the morning. By the time you get home from work, it's done.
Off.
Yeah. By the time you get home from work, it's done.
I wonder what Jack Reacher would think about crockpot.
Probably not much. Oh my god, the crockpot guy. And then it's like, yeah, they act like it, everyone acts like it's so convenient. I'm like, I'm not gonna fucking wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and make my dinner for the night for 12 hours later. And what if I don't want to eat that when I get home from work?
It's like, I like to think that I really love cooking.
I hate cooking.
I think I like it more than you like cooking.
But
at the same time, I don't have like the energy. Like nothing that I want to make, I don't want to spend more than an hour making something.
Absolutely. Like the idea of baking is absurd to me.
Well, the thing about baking is it's like, it's a science. And first of all, I'm fucking terrible at math and science.
Right.
And the thing about like actually cooking is you can kind of just... A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little swirl.
Yeah, the idea of baking, and then like baking is you put all this shit in a pan, and then it's like 2 hours later, maybe this will be terrible.
Yeah. Cooking is like painting, where it's like you do need to know some techniques, and you need to have the proper tools.
It's a wonderful analogy for cooking.
It's horrible.
Wonderful.
Wonderful, yeah. But at the same time, just make some marks and see what happens, you know?
Yeah, there's go backs, and then like it's a process as opposed to like
literally chemistry.
Yeah,
you have to follow the directions, or else your shit's gonna suck.
And yeah, the idea of cooking is, and I hate the idea of cooking too, because it's like there's all that time before when you're actually cooking the food and you're getting all hot. Then you eat the food so it takes you 10 minutes to do that. And then it's like, then you're not done. Then you have to do all the dishes, put the shit away, throw stuff out. I don't have that time in my life.
Dishes? I don't fuck with dishes.
You make your girlfriend do the dishes.
It's like the trade-off. And I used to do that with my cousin when I lived with him, who's a chef. He'd be like, you're going to cook me something fucking delicious, and I'm not going to have to lift a finger? Hell yeah, I'll wash your dishes. But at the same time, don't make a fucking pigsty out of the kitchen because it's just not fair.
You felt like he was being malicious with his dish uses?
No, he was just a messy person in general. I try to be like a clean cook, you know? So we got a little sidetrack there.
It's fine. This is like the boring part of the movie.
No, but this is like the stuff that's the meat of the mystery. And it's like, but how does this stuff translate to a movie? I don't know. Do you, when you're watching something like this, you just want to see action, don't you?
Yeah, and then it's like, and then the thing is, it's like this, we're like, you're just revealing the story to us.
So there's like, there's several parts of a Jack Reacher book. There is your introduction to the story. Then there is your initial bout of action, which is we just saw it.
Yeah.
There's a couple bouts of action, and this usually consists of him fucking punching beating somebody. The shit out of somebody, even killing somebody.
Right.
And that's the thing that's crazy about Jack Reacher. It's like he has such a conscience, but he's just like, I need to fucking get done what needs to get done. And if that means killing somebody that deserves it, only if they deserve it, then I don't give a shit.
Right.
Only bad people. And then you get this kind of like explanation of the mystery, right? And then from there, you get into the real meat of the movie or the story, and it's like straight up action right up into the end. Mm. And that's the part that I'm looking forward to the most.
Me too.
And it's like, but that's when he brings in his like tactical knowledge, and he's right. Like, I got guns, I got knives, I got camo, I got fucking night vision goggles or some shit. Right. He's gonna like, his shirt's off right now.
His shirt is off. So, funny fact, Tom Cruise and Tom Hanks are about the same age. Could you imagine Tom Hanks taking his shirt off and what that would look like?
Tom Hanks is like so much more of a dad.
Yeah.
Like, I think that Tom Cruise, like,
look
at him. He looks better. He's sexy.
He's my dad's age, and he looks.
How old is he?
He's almost 60 years old.
That's great. Good for him. Do you think he's had any work done?
I was just about to ask you that. Do you think that? Like, there's no way you can look like that at 60 years old and not have work done.
But he's wearing makeup.
And you can see his age in the new Tom Cruise movie, especially when he's hanging off the side of that plane.
In the new
Mission Impossible? Yeah. When he's hanging off the side of that plane, you're like, oh, that guy's...
So now... Now he's trumping her theory. He's like, you laid out all these facts, and this is what these people were doing here at this time. And for some reason, he fucking knows the answers to why they were actually there.
Right.
The minimal amount of facts that he has given to him.
Right. So now they're thinking this was not just like a crazy person. They think that
this was totally targeted. This was a targeted thing, and everybody else kind of was just happened to be there and just.
Yeah.
Oh, Budweiser.
Great beer. So Jack Reacher is such a badass and refuses to own two T-shirts. So he's washing his clothes in the hotel sink because somehow that's more convenient than having a backpack with clothes in it.
Like, he cannot be weighed down by these
by
trivial
literally anything
belongings. Like, let me just fucking wash my clothes. Oh, and also let me. Pretend I'm going to kiss you and just...
Give you keys.
Oh, he's
she's like, creaming in her jeans she's over that Tom Cruise. His weird old man body. Because he has, at this age in his life, is he should have an old man body, but he works out so much that it's like that weird...
It's all like hard,
weird,
but he's still
like
lumpy. Thick and round.
It's like all weird and lumpy looking.
Yeah. But you got to hand it to me.
I mean, fuck, dude. If I could look like that now, I would be a happy man.
And this guy, what's this guy been in? That's the thing about this movie. They didn't top bill it. I mean, I guess Rosamund Pike, but like...
At this point in her career, she was not like...
When I saw this, I was like, you know, Gone Girl wasn't
see,
even
this,
in.
Now we get the reveal of this nebulous figure played by Werner Herzog, the famous... Famous film director. Very odd choice.
Yeah, but he's great.
He is great. And I was thinking about this while I was preparing for this movie or whatever. the fact that, like, Werner Herzog at this point is now, I would say he's more known more for the character of Werner Herzog, like, his weird...
Than being an actual movie
than
director?
Being a very talented and successful film director for 40 years. Like, people know him more as, like, this weird, weird, like, weird guy.
I mean, sometimes, man, it's the personality supersedes any kind of talent.
Yeah. Good for him, though, I guess. Maybe he just doesn't feel like making movies anymore and he'd rather be like a weirdo.
That's what you call PR.
Sure. Have you ever watched the video where he's doing an interview on the Hollywood Hills and he gets shot in the chest and keeps going?
No.
Or in the, he gets shot in the stomach.
Like, he actually gets shot?
Yeah, like a guy has a, like, they're like shooting up outside in the hills and then like someone shot him with like an airsoft rifle or like a pellet gun.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't like... Like a bullet. It was, yeah.
It was like a pellet. Someone shoots him in the stomach with a pellet gun. And he's like, whatever, it's fine. And just keeps doing the interview.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And he ate a shoe one time.
He ate a shoe?
Yeah.
So he's like an Ozzy Osbourne.
No.
He bit the head off a bat.
He ate a shoe one time because he made a bet with Errol Morris and lost.
Taking a picture to send to my girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
I'm trying to get the TV and mic in the frame, and it's pretty difficult.
Oh, he is creepy looking, though.
Oh, he's crazy looking. I mean, his whole story in this movie is like... Here it is. It's all about survival.
He's like the main villain in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everybody else is sort of like his pawns.
He's the villain.
Yeah.
He's moving around the chessboard.
Oh, he's creepy looking.
It's just like so melodramatic, too.
I didn't read the book or anything, but he seems perfectly cast for this.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which is very funny because he's not an actor.
Perfectly cast. I mean, like, he's been in movies, though, no?
Like, well,
you're not going to tell me this is his, like, acting debut, is in fucking Jack Reacher.
Pretty much. Like, he's not really an actor. He's, like, he's a documentarian. Probably, like, how about half his movies are documentaries, so he's sort of, like, in those in, a Michael Moore capacity. But he's not really an actor.
But, like, why Jack Reacher? All movies.
It's very strange that,
like... Wait, who directed this?
I was about to get into that. It's directed by Christopher McQuarrie,
mm-hmm.
who... He wrote Usual Suspects. He directed Way of the Gun. He directed the new Mission Impossible. He's not, like, a very prolific or...
No, he's not. It's just, like, it's a curious... Just a whole curious setup. And it's driven by...
Tom Cruise.
T. Cruise.
T. Cruz is the producer on this. Oh, he's making him bite his thumb off?
Yeah, but this guy's a pussy. He's not a real criminal.
Why is he making him bite his thumb off?
Because he's like, do you want me to not to kill you right now? Then you have to bite your thumb off like I did to survive.
Yeah.
This guy, basically, the Werner Herzog character, he's a fucking cockroach.
Ugh. Bummer.
You know, that guy. Who is that guy?
That's Jai Courtney.
What else has he been in?
He's like in...
Was he in Lost?
I don't think so. I think he is like... He could have been maybe like a fucking... He's probably like a fucking UFC guy or something like that. He's in the newest Die Hard. He's another one...
He'll always play a criminal.
He's another one like that fucking Sam Worthington guy where it's just like... You might as well be like a B-movie actor. No one's gonna... You're like not even a person, really.
Do you think that he will have a breakout? Oh, he's in Divergent. He's handsome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
He's Australian.
Yeah, it's like a Sam Worthington or something where it's just like, unless... Nowadays, if you're like an action actor like that, unless you're like fucking an Avenger or something like that, you're never really going to be anything.
I just always assume that actors are older than me. that like famous actors are older than me.
I know, but now we're old, so now like a lot of them are younger than us.
He's 29.
Yeah.
Like, he could have played Jack Reacher also, but, you know, he's too young.
He was way too young, yeah.
Yeah, Jack Reacher is a middle-aged man.
Yeah. So, do you remember Way of the Gun? So we're going to get into Christopher McQuarrie a little bit right now.
I don't think I've ever seen Way of the Gun.
Excuse me. But I was going to bring it up because it starred Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, God, Ryan Phillippe.
And I was thinking, I was like, Ryan Phillippe and like a Josh Hartnett, those were all people that were sort of pegged to be like sort of these new Tom Cruises when we were kids.
This guy's been in like five movies.
Jai Courtney? Yeah. Was he, before this, was he, did you do UFC or shit like that?
Well, according to, before Jack Reacher like set him off, gave him some shit to do. Because after that, he was in A Good Day to Die Hard.
Horrible.
Felony. Never heard of that. I, Frankenstein. And then he's been in, both the Divergent movies.
It's good for him with the Divergent movie. Actually, No Hunger Games.
Dang, No Hunger Games. Yeah, but they're
Hemsworth
big.
Boy.
Man, the fucking Hunger Games. I'm down with that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in Terminator. He's going to be in the new Terminator.
Genesis?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Wait, that didn't come out yet, did it?
I think it already did.
Not so much I know.
Yeah, those are just like those kind of like non-important action movies that come out these days. That like I don't even know, are they successful? Like, but do you, like a Ryan Phillippe, like they were kind of pegged to be these next Tom Hanks kind of guys. What happened to him?
Ryan Phillippe just had a disappointing trajectory as an actor. Like, it just didn't happen for him. He was too weird.
Josh Hartnett, what happened to him?
He's on TV now. It's like some time period bullshit.
Oh, not Peaky Blinders.
Not
Penny Farthing.
Penny Farthing, yeah, I don't know.
Penny Dreadful,
there you go.
But yeah, like, they were supposed to be, like, their stars were supposed to rise to the level of a Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise just got bigger. He swallowed them all up like a supernova.
This is Jai Courtney's first movie after doing TV in Australia.
Yeah.
And he was a model before that.
Yeah, good for him. He looks like one.
I love it. You're like, he's probably some USC fucking chump.
I feel like everybody is. It's like, oh.
There she is, Sandy.
She's back.
She's a total babe. Oh, shit. She's in trouble now.
So he's peeling back the onions of this mystery right now.
Oh, man, he's already figured it all out. He just hasn't explained it to us. He's got to take his time. He can't just go and be a vigilante and just, you know, fuck everything up at once. He's got to,
right?
You know, one notch at a time.
Oh boy, Sandy, you're in trouble. Cruz is coming for you.
Jack
Reacher, Tom Cruise.
What'd you do last night?
I hung out with your Sean Kraft.
You went out?
I did.
Like, you said you weren't going to.
I wasn't planning on it, but then Rich texted me that he was like,
he's not having people over.
He was like, are you having people? I was like, what, he asked me what I was doing, and I said I was watching Curb Your Enthusiasm, which I was, and then I was like, oh, are you having people over still? And he said, yeah, and I went over there, and it was just me and him. Talked about comic books for a long time. Jesse and his girlfriend showed up, and then Sean Kraft texted me about going to the Dillinger 4 show tonight.
Oh, did you go to the Dillinger 4 show?
No, it's the one tonight at St. Vitus.
Is he going?
He is.
Oh, that's cool.
And I declined, which made me feel like the world's oldest man.
Sunday, fuck it, man.
You guys, like, I got a big day at work tomorrow.
I can't go see my favorite band in the world. You're literally wearing your T-shirt today, yeah, too, which is pretty ironic.
I was like talking to Rich about it, where it was like 5 years ago, it wouldn't even have been a question to go to a show.
Yeah, you'd have been like, fuck it.
To go to a show that's been sold out in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like one of the biggest shows in our group of friends, and it's literally my favorite band.
I mean, we've seen them a lot.
I've seen them a lot, and then it was just like, you know, time to grow up.
I've seen him three times just at the fest alone.
Yeah. And Sean Kraft gave me a bunch of... He was like, oh, man, I'm trying to pull strings for you and stuff. And then I ended up at Old Stanley's, and his pulling strings was asking Brian.
Yeah, it was just like... I mean, he got me into... to a show there once. I can't even remember what show it was.
Yeah.
And I didn't even go. He pulled the strings, and I didn't even go. I was on the list.
Fuck you, Brian.
Sean Kraft, he's a funny character.
He is.
What do you think he would think of Jack Reacher? He'd probably be like, this is fucking bullshit.
I don't even, like, it's funny, people like that, like, I've been friends with Sean Kraft for, like, 10 years. I don't know, like, what movies does he watch? Does he watch movies?
He watches a lot of Netflix, so I'm sure he's seen a lot. I think he's, like, a documentary guy.
Yeah, it's weird, like... It's weird that you have some friends like that, that there's like just portions of your life where you like your aspects of their life that you just like have no idea about.
So this is another aspect of this movie is this classic car thing, which I really kind of dug.
Why are they all driving classic cars?
It's they all work at the auto parts store, and then these young guys, they all have these like muscle cars. And it's pretty rad.
Oh.
There's another one.
So we're back on this crew of
these youngins.
Ruffians.
Yeah, he's like, he's trying to figure out who hired them. He's still not sure about that, because that's, you know, well.
That's cracking the case.
I'm not trying to give away anything, but I think we can all assume.
Werner Herzog hired him.
Yeah.
And then you get the showdown between Tom Cruise and German filmmaker Werner Herzog. The exciting conclusion of Jack Reacher.
This is something I didn't understand.
What?
This, like, woman passed out. She's, like, the lookout.
Oh, she's pretending to be, like, a weird, like, catatonic old lady.
Like, well, she had, like, a crack pipe and, like...
Yeah. False. She's actually completely, completely lucid.
She's letting folks know that folks be fucking around.
Jack Reacher's in the house.
The Reach.
Oh, I remember.
This scene's sick.
I remember the scene from the trailer.
But this is like the Jack Reacher that you want to watch.
Fun fact about this movie: there is a scene in the trailer that's not in the original, that's not in this actual movie.
Really?
And some guy in Australia.
Tell me more.
Some guy in Australia sued them, and got his money back for his ticket.
Really?
For false advertising.
What scene?
It was some, like, explosion in a mine.
Explosion in a mine.
Which is very funny, because this dude's actually like, man, I only paid that $10 for that explosion.
Oh, you know what's funny about that? I think that, see, that's the thing about these Jack Reacher books, is the plots carry over, like things that happened to him. So there was a book, and I can't remember one, maybe it was part of this, where he... was in a mine.
Yes.
It was in an explosion.
Yeah.
And his whole body was like fucked up. And so I think it was the book before this book. And so he was feeling the effects of this explosion and his muscles were so all fucked up.
Okay.
So I think that's what happened. And it's curious that they would show that.
So they did. They filmed it, obviously.
And they probably just like did. They were like, we're not going to explain this.
Who fucking cares? Yeah.
Yeah. Who fucking cares?
We'll explain one aspect of Jack Reacher and then nothing else. Oh, boy. But why wouldn't you just use a gun? Fun little bit of action comedy there where they can't hit him because it's too small.
Well, it's like now they're like fighting over him. And some of this shit you don't understand. I was like, do they work for different people? Oh, man, they're just like...
Oh, they're so bumbling.
These guys.
Jack Reacher's like, what am I even going to do with these two?
And he's like, yeah, you do it. You watch what happens. Yeah, right. This guy's got a fucking concussion, and he's still fucking pulling people's eyeballs out. This Jack Reacher.
He does fight very dirty. I love that. I love the idea of someone that fights dirty.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Why wouldn't? Because why wouldn't you fight dirty if you think about it?
Dude, you got to get it done. These guys are trying to kill him.
Yeah, there's no way.
And you know what? They're dead.
That's a dope move.
Skull on skull.
Oh my god, that's kind of gross. What was this movie rated R? Probably, right?
Oh, definitely.
Nice hard R.
And then there's this guy. He's like,
he could just sense a gun.
He looks like a cross between Michael Phelps and one of the Manning brothers.
He does.
Gotta see a guy.
He's dead now.
Oh, he's dead.
He's dead. Werner Herzog had him killed.
No. Werner Herzog didn't have him killed. That was the guy that Werner Herzog killed. So he's talking about the guy Jed or whatever, who he fought, who kicked him in the nuts.
Uh-huh.
He was working for that other guy who Werner Herzog was like, bite your finger off, you pussy. Yeah. And that guy killed Jed.
Right.
And that's why Werner Herzog was like, you fucked up. It's not how we do things here. You can't just kill somebody.
Right.
You can't just go around killing people. Meanwhile.
He kills them.
But, you know, they deal with things their own way.
Right.
Dispose exactly. of bodies in their own way. He's like, don't worry, I took care of it. He's like, you fucking idiot. You only kill people if I tell you to kill people.
Right.
Muscle car number two.
He's like, oh, no, this is a cool one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you like a nice muscle car, a classic car, because you grew up in Miami.
If I had it my way, man, give me five of them. I love them, best.
You grew up in Miami, which I've noticed is being in the Northeast, like kind of having nice fancy cars is not a thing. I believe probably because of the winter.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But down in Miami, it's like you could have a beautiful car and like.
You have a nice
car. The weather cleans it once a day.
You got a nice car here. I mean, you know, it's still tough down there because there's a lot of rain, a lot of salt in the air. You know what I mean? Like
beautiful, fresh ocean breezes.
Ocean breezes. You know, it's funny. It's like when I went out to California with Naomi, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
It was like, I mean, hold on. We're going to back up. I'm talking about my girlfriend. And there's Rosamund Pike. Look at her right now.
She's looks stunning. Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. Like, just whoa. Like, pause. Like, I remember watching this and be like,
that was a very provocative shot.
Who is that?
Was this your kind of like your first introduction to her?
Yeah.
Because she seems like a Grey's Anatomy.
It's like, I know who she is. I just, like,
I can't. She
Gone
probably,
Girl was like her outbreak as like, yeah. I'm a star now.
I wonder what she was on. I wonder what else she did.
Been in stuff.
Yeah, man. Wow, that jug shot was really something else.
Yeah, it was like really intense. A lot of cleavage there. So, yeah, what was I talking about?
We
went to California.
She's 36 years old.
How old?
36.
Okay.
She's
46. I was like,
she's British.
Yes, she's British.
Oh, she's been in a bunch of stuff.
So now he's figuring this out. He's figuring out where he's got this mystery figured out. No trace evidence. He's got it. He's got it all figured out in his head.
Because they made the bullets.
I don't think they explained that yet, Mike.
But you see it in the first. That's like the first shot of the movie.
True. They made the bullets. Right.
I mean, they don't explicitly say that, but you got to be kind of dumb to not be like.
So, yeah, we went out to California, and it was like the dry, you know, no moisture in the air, and all these cars are just like. Preserved, like
pristine. Yeah.
Oh my god, it was incredible, and I was like walking around, just like freaking out. If I had like space and money in a garage, I would literally have like five classic cars because they're not that expensive, especially if you get them kind of beat up and fix them up.
Sure.
And they're just so cool, man.
They're great, and you know, it's like right now motorcycle culture and all that stuff is like
fuck that.
It's pretty big, but man,
seriously, screw that shit. Car culture.
You can't even. Put more than two people.
I mean, I understand motorcycle culture. It's cool. Like, you fucking get on that hog.
Got the
ride around
cool
the breeze
and all that
running
shit.
Through your face. You know what I mean? Like, but.
Tom Cruise is a huge car, motorcycle, all that stuff guy, by the way.
I think
if
it's
you
great.
Watched if you watched Going Clear, the Scientology documentary,
I watched like half of it. I fell asleep.
You were just too disgusted with them.
It was just too weird.
Slander with their smear campaign of your religion that you turned it off.
They hate the Jews.
No, I mean Scientology.
Oh, Scientology. You're, do they hate the Jews?
I can't imagine them liking them. I don't know.
Most people hate the Jews.
Yeah, I mean, it's not uncommon to hate them.
To hate them. What do you think of this Dr. Ben Carson shit?
He's a great brain doctor. He thinks guns are great.
You get notifications in the group chat?
Yeah.
That would drive me crazy. You know, I brought up GQ. I work for GQ.
Yes.
We wrote this article about Dr. Ben Carson.
Right.
And the headline was
Fuck Ben Carson. Ben Carson. Was that online only content?
It was online only.
So who
And it cares? Literally went berserk. It went crazy on the internet. We can't post a fucking thing on Twitter or on Facebook without these crazy like middle America Republicans being like, fuck you, GQ. You're a racist rag that should only be used for toilet paper.
It's hilarious.
How dare you say something about Ben Carson? We'll post an article about a bomber jacket or a motorcycle jacket or socks.
And they're like, you goddamn liberal Jew media.
Jew media, like gay Jew media.
With your cool jackets that you know I can't pull off.
It's really crazy. People are like, love Ben Carson.
Yeah.
And I like didn't know much about him, I gotta be honest.
I didn't either. I don't really care.
And I went and I watched some interviews and watched some videos.
He's bonkers. He's
a fucking moron.
He's an idiot. He's like,
he's a class A idiot. And if he gets elected president of this country, which I don't think he will.
No, there's no way. I mean,
there's no fucking way. I don't even know.
Right.
What would Jack Reacher do? I'm going to become Jack Reacher. I'm just going to go off the fucking grid. Jack Reacher has it right. And the thing that they don't explain in this movie is he's literally off the grid. Well, they do
a little bit. He's a nihilist, baby.
He's just off the grid. He doesn't fucking fly. He only walks, hitchhikes, or take buses.
Steals classic cars.
He doesn't fucking go. He stays in hotels not under his name. He fucking checks in his Mickey Mantle.
Yes.
You know, and he's just like, he's got a... I mean, lucky for him, he was in the military and he's got this fucking great pension, so he doesn't have to worry about money. He gets money transferred to him, like he never really needs to worry about it. And anybody he kills or beats up, he just fucking robs them. You know what I mean? He's not a quote unquote good guy, but
he does that too, like he'll steal their rings and stuff.
He still steals their wad, you know what I mean?
That's very funny. I didn't know that.
But you know, the guy's gotta fucking figure it out. Ben Carson comes around, I'm going Jack Reacher, people. You heard it here first.
That's great.
On Tom and Terry.
I do wish that like your comments on Facebook were like people being like, you guys are racist liberal jerks, and also you know I can't afford those sneakers.
It is that, but it's like not in the same comment. It's
I wish
oh great, a $750 pair of sweatpants. I can't afford that. It's like, you fucking
people. Also be nicer to Ben Carson.
We are a style website. This is about style. Like, figure it out. Use your fucking brain power.
Just like, I just love the idea of like some fucking guy in middle America just so fed up with your expensive sweatpants and being mean to Ben Carson.
It's like, unsubscribing now. And you know what the funny thing is? Somebody told me, he's like, they were like, you know, if somebody
try to tell me I should wear a white suit.
If somebody's like, I'm going to unsubscribe now, chances are they don't fucking subscribe to your magazine.
Do people, like, I feel like I'm the only actual subscriber in GQ magazine.
No, there's definitely subscribers. There's plenty of people like you.
But I'm like, every single...
You are our target audience.
Hell yeah, rich young white guys.
Yeah, liberal, tolerant, you know, somewhat affluent.
Yep, got money to burn.
Yeah, great. Love it. Impressionable? No, I'm just kidding. You're not impressionable.
We'll believe anything you tell me.
We'll believe anything we say. This is the right...
Jogger pants are cool. I'll take three.
I mean, it worked out, didn't it?
I fucking love them.
I mean, can you imagine what Jack Reacher would think about a GQ article?
I mean, it's funny. Like, he's got that dad mentality where he's like, even the idea of fashion is absurd to him. Even the idea of a fashion is absurd to him, and then he found the most beautiful biker jacket, brown leather biker jacket in that Goodwill.
And you know that leather jacket is like a fucking Yves Saint Laurent, like...
Absolutely.
Like $4,000 leather jacket.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's just like absurdity of Hollywood.
Yeah. I wish that was like real, where he did wear actual Goodwill clothes.
I mean, they should have done it. If I fucking make a movie, it's going to be authentic as fuck.
But the problem with that is real life's pretty boring.
Real life.
Who's Olin Archer?
So this is now they're figuring out.
Oh, I read that as like Olin Reacher. I was like,
no.
Oh my God.
So now they're figuring it out. So this was the hit. It was a hit. It was planned. They killed Olin Archer because she has these papers to a business that, you know, if you're watching the movie, you can get a little more information than I'm going to expel right now. But, you know, they've got this woman who has the rights to this business, who is in the way of our Werner Herzog and whatever he's trying to get done, because he's got this evil empire.
Right.
And there she is.
So
she's going to get these papers signed, and they're like, nope, fuck it. We're going to kill her before she can get inked the paper.
So the real hit the whole time.
But they had to kill other people to make it not seem like a hit, to make it seem like a spree.
Yeah, I know. That's terrible. That's disgusting. Why won't they just shoot her? Because then they would find it out immediately.
Immediately.
Man, when are they going to smooch, huh?
I got to be honest. I don't know if they ever do.
Oh,
it's,
man.
It's that sexual tension. It's just
so
like,
it's thick.
Look at it right now.
Oh, it's so thick.
It's really thick.
Go lean in there, Jack.
This is a thing, man. Jack Reacher.
How many apple crates do you think he's standing on right now? He's just on a stage and shoulders.
You think Rosamund Pike is? She's not that tall.
She's probably pretty tall.
I mean, but they're like pretty, like head to head there. Like in reality, like if that were me standing there, I'd be like,
you
know, 6'1". Yeah, like it wouldn't look like that. Folks, it's live here in Bushwick. There's some shit going on the street.
Oh man, they love to have fun out here. Oh man, this girl keeps on coming back and coming back.
But like you
now,
said,
now she's working for Reacher, right?
Yeah, now she's look at that.
Wow, man, Jesus!
But now you see the difference between her and Rosamund Pike, just like straight up class.
Someone's class, one's trash. So now she's now like,
this is old Jai Courtney here again. He's a dopey looking dude, huh?
He's pretty dope. Yeah, he's got like kind of a... He looks like a, what's his name from The Three Stooges, but like a handsome version of it. Is that Curly?
Curly.
Yeah. It's an ironic name because he's bald. Here's the thing. So like Rosamund Pike, she's British. Jai Courtney, he's Australian. Could you imagine being able to do an accent that well?
What accent? American accent?
Yeah, they sound American.
Is she a British too, or just Jai Courtney? Or what, he's
Rosamund
Australian?
Rosamund Pike. Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine. And that was another thing I was thinking of, because like to us it sounds like he's just doing a non-accent. Is there an American accent? Oh my goodness!
See that.
What?
He just clocked her.
Wait, did you punch her in the face?
Punched her to like knock her out cold. Now he's smothering her.
Oh boy, what a way to go, huh? Man, you can't just like kill her or something. That's a fucked up way to do it. Poor girl.
She didn't even know.
Do you think there is like an American accent? Like, do you think just because we have it, we don't notice it? But like, do you think Australians hear us talk and they're like, "Hey,
yeah." I mean, 100%.
I wonder what it sounds like though.
What do you mean? They do it all the time when they're this. That's their American impression. Oh, look.
Oh.
More sexual tension.
So sexual. Look how good he looks on that Henley. Blood-stained Henley.
It's like a little blood around the collar.
From when he got hit in the head with a baseball bat. Oh. Feeling each other's hot breath in their mouths. But, like, the thing is, like, what does it sound like?
An American accent?
Yeah, like...
I mean, we sound like fucking Americans. I mean, it's like... Ask an English person or an Australian person to be like, do an American accent. And they're going to be like...
Hi, I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike. Yeah, and that's how we sound.
It's weird.
All right, I'm going to take a pee.
Okay, that's fine.
Continue on. Keep talking.
Yeah, absolutely. See, now it's very weird that, like, her makeup's gone now. Oh, because of his hand. So now this actor, I don't remember his name, but he famously played Martin Luther King. In the latest Martin Luther King movie. Good for him. He's very popular. First time I saw him was in The Butler. He's not my favorite, but people seem to dig him these days. Oh, we're about to come up on something very exciting. We're coming up on the famous Jack Reacher car chase. And I got a lot to say about this, but we'll wait till it starts. But I'm pretty sure we're about to come up on it. I don't remember exactly when it happens, but I think it's like right now. I think we're about to get to the Jack Reacher car chase.
Dude, the car chase, man.
I have so much to say about the car chase. It's
do you?
Yes. Sandy's dead.
So now it's all happening in his head. He's like, I caused this. An innocent woman died. And the fucking world's going to pay for it. And this is what drives
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher.
Get rid of that evil in the world.
And then there's this guy.
So
here it goes.
I think the car chase is about to happen right now.
Great timing.
Yeah, fantastic. Now this is like kind of like the prestige set piece of this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is when the action starts.
This is like, but this is like, you know, like half of the trailer is this like Jack Reacher car chase scene.
So you want to know something funny about Jack Reacher?
What?
He's not a good driver.
That's funny.
And he admits to it. He doesn't like driving. He's not good at it.
That's funny.
I got a question.
So I'm going to tell you something that's really fun to watch while you're watching this car chase scene. Tom Cruise did 100% of his own driving stunts. Not a single one did he not do.
I mean, that's his thing, right? Even in M.I.
Well, that is like he does a lot of them, but this is like they had no stunt, like Tom Cruise stunt double driver. He did all of his own stunts with the driving, which was probably terrifying for everybody involved in the production.
I mean, that's so badass.
But it's just like, it's another one of those things where it's like Tom Cruise wanting to be Jack Reacher. Tom Cruise is like, they're like, you don't have to do this. And he's like, I want to. And everyone's like, now it's like a pain in the ass for everybody else.
But you see, he's believable right here. He's like, I'm terrified.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And it is funny that it's like that kind of would almost make it better for the character is that probably Tom Cruise is not the greatest stunt driver, you know? So it probably makes more sense for the character.
Tom Cruise is a believable maniac. He wins. He should win the fucking Oscar for Jack Reacher for the next one. Watch. He gets nominated.
Yeah, sure.
Believable chase scene.
Yeah. So, but the director said usually when you're filming a car chase scene like this or something like this, you're shooting around the fact that the actor isn't in the car. But he said for this one, it's like the new problem was how do we shoot to emphasize that Tom Cruise is driving that car? That was a hell of a good fucking burnout, though.
Check this out. Naomi is taking a type class, and she wrote us calligraphy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So my question is, this is such a niche, like, another concept.
Another thing about this movie is not a lot of soundtrack music. Like, this whole car chase doesn't even have any soundtrack. Totally not scripted.
Well, what, the car
stalling? Yeah.
You read about that?
Yeah. Fun little IMDb trivia. This is really like a hell of a car chase. Car chases are one of my favorite things in movies.
And they could be really bad.
And I think it's one of those things that CGI, I think, really... it really kind of ruined car chases almost a little bit. Because now it's like, you know, if you watch those Fast and Furious movies and shit like that, it's like, you know, it's fake. It's all like Matchbox cars flopping around.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah. So
it could be really bad, you know?
Yeah. So, like, and then also, you know, with the advent of like kind of like the Bourne Identity shaky cam and shit like that, it's like you can barely tell what's going on half the time. So I like this, I think, is done very well. It's like
Bourne Identity shaky cam.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like a lot of those movies just like invented like a thing.
Yeah.
Like it's so like,
That's their thing. Yeah, I mean, so it's like,
has Matt Damon ever won an Oscar?
He did for writing Good Will Hunting.
A fucking great movie, though. Well deserved. Not one of the, you know, was that an instant Oscar contender?
Absolutely it was. It got nominated for like a shitload of stuff. So he's getting chased by the police and the bad guys in this scene.
Oh, it's a double chase.
Yeah. So, yeah, so this is filmed great. Just like, but yeah, you are right that it's very easy for a car chase to just, you know, kind of stink up the place. In recent memory, I mean, Mad Max is essentially all car chases. I thought that handled kind of the idea of, you know, car chase. This is fantastic. Look at that. That's Tom Cruise right there driving that car.
Just literally driving
that car. It's funny. You know, it's like,
and he's destroying a beautiful classic car.
Yeah.
That always pains me, is like when you know this is like they bought this fucking car and it's like,
they don't use the actual car.
You don't think they use that car?
No, it's probably like a Honda Civic with just like a body, like with a body wrap on it, you know?
Dude, no.
They're not gonna, like,
They bought a car.
Well, they probably have
this
like...
This is great.
This is hilarious.
This is so good. And this dude right here. Oh, God, this scene.
This is so funny.
This is so good. I love it.
Would you help out Jack Reacher in this situation?
Hell,
I would not.
Yeah.
I would absolutely not. He could be a fucking serial rapist for all I know.
And this guy's like, the homie's like, hey, bro.
I feel your pain. I hate cops as much as the next guy, but I was like, no, he's got all these people chasing him. There's no way. I would definitely be like, hey, cops, he's right here.
Dude's like,
I'd probably tackle him to the ground.
Dude's like, I feel you, man. I'm helping you out. He's like, I've been on the run too before.
I would never, never help someone out in that situation.
I like how he's still sitting next to the dude on the bus.
Is he?
Yeah.
That is funny. We're friends now.
It would have been funny if that was Morgan Freeman.
Is it dope little cameo? I love how... Oh, man. Imagine it was Vin Grames, his friend from Mission Impossible.
Oh, shit.
That would have been amazing.
I mean, his production company could have fucking done it.
That's true.
I love cross-pollination.
And then it was actually like they're both in the same universe, and Jack Reacher is just like what Ethan Hunt does when he's not, doing impossible missions.
Ethan Hunt.
Yeah.
So
wait, so why do they think Jack Reacher killed that girl? Yeah, who fucking knows?
Because he put those people in the hospital. The kid he beat up, and
he's causing too much trouble in DC.
He's causing too much. Is that where they are? They're in DC.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's such like a weird nondescript town. I always thought it was like Oklahoma or something.
I think it's just because I associate it with the Beltway Sniper for some reason.
That's set
in DC. But now that I look at it, it's kind of like not even that much like the Beltway Sniper.
No, it's not. It's not. But he does snipe from the clover.
I think this movie is bad for kind of the idea of gun control and mass shootings because all gun nuts thing is it's like all these mass shootings are like conspiracies and stuff like that. Right. Yeah. And then in this movie, they're like, it is. Werner Herzog's behind it all.
It's a conspiracy.
Imagine in real life if all the mass shootings were put on by Werner Herzog.
I don't even want to imagine that. I mean, it's like, I don't even know. I got nothing.
Got nothing on that.
Like, who are you talking to?
Who are you talking to?
It's like, put on your poker face, woman. Don't be such a fucking...
You're obviously talking to Jack Reacher right now.
No, I wasn't talking to anybody. What do you mean? So... I've had this question brewing since I took a pee break.
Sure.
This is such a niche idea that you've created, Tom and Terry.
Right.
Like, imagine, it's not just a question, it's more of like a statement.
Well, it's like even the idea of like kind of doing these alternative commentaries is a very niche idea, and then I'm like making it even more niche by being like just this one actor.
Yeah. So it's like, imagine if this like really takes off, and it's like, first of all, I'm your first... You know, maybe this won't be the first show that airs, but I'm your first guest.
First guest. This is the first recording.
This is the first recording. We're testing this out. Like, you know,
I'm loving it, by the way. I think we're doing fucking awesome.
Well, this is a joke that you... Thank you. I love you. This is great. This is a joke, and I'm feeling a little buzz from my Asahi. Like, I'm getting a little loose. Our commentary is good. This is a thing. It's like a joke between us. It's like that I think I'm fucking funny. I think I'm hilarious. But like,
I'll be telling you right now, you're doing way better than me. But
in the context of like many of our friends who may be on the show, like they could be really fun. Like I can imagine Nick Ventrudo just being like fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I hope he's definitely going to be doing it with me. And I just
this scene is so good because then you're introduced to this.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall is just like, look at him, man. What a guy.
What a guy. So this is like his secret friend?
No.
You don't know him?
We don't know him. And you know, we'll let it play out for a few minutes and then we can get back into explaining the kind of connection here.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both military. And you know, he finds this kind of like weird camaraderie with military, ex-military. Current military still got a chip on his shoulder and he's like, fuck you, you know. He's the cop who says fuck you to cops. But he's
fuck
still a cop. You know what I mean?
Right. This is the first time that they've acted together since a little film called Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder.
A classic Tom Cruise.
Imagine if that was John Voight.
John Voight's great too. First time they would have acted together since Mission Impossible. Days of Thunder is part of like the weird trilogy of movies that Tom Cruise made in the late 80s. Of Top Gun, Cocktail, and Days of Thunder, which are all essentially the same movie. It's just his job was different.
Yeah, right, exactly. Have you decided who's going to watch that one?
What?
Days of Thunder?
My brother, because I have distinct memories of watching it with my brother when I was younger. We watched it, and it's, you know, it's a car movie, and we watched it at a drive-in.
That's amazing.
So that's good for 3 minutes of conversation.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's a good 3 minutes, 2 hours.
Good 3 minutes of my brother who's 100% going to be a dud on here.
That's amazing. So I'm supposed to make dinner tonight
Yeah.
with our friend Tony. And I'm going to make a roast con pollo.
Yeah, you've already said this.
Oh, I've said this already.
Yeah.
And he's hitting me up right now. I was like, what are we going to do?
You're going to eat.
We're going to eat dinner.
Yeah.
Like
He's very much somebody who like kind of. And then.
And then.
And then. I'm going to try one of these hard root beers. You want one?
Sure, yeah. I love this scene because it's like this really defines Jack Reacher's character. Like you really get to know him in this scene more than you do in the rest of the movie. And maybe that's coming from me because I know so much about him and his mythology and I'm such a fucking nerd about it. But like, you know, you get the tension and you kind of get a little bit of like what he's all about. And at the end of the day, he's a sniper. Oh, Jack Reacher's not only can he kick anybody's ass, not only can he fucking get any girl he wants, but he can shoot a bullseye from 200 yards away. Or I'm not even sure how long it is, but you know, whatever it is. Oh, and so now Robert Duvall's like, I could just shoot this motherfucker. He's in my shit. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I could just shoot him. He'd be done. And Jack Reacher's just like,
no, what is happening right now?
So he's in his mode right now. He's sniping.
What was that weird little move he just did?
That's how they start. So they get in their prone position. And right now the whole idea is like, okay, we'll talk if you prove to me that you can get three in the middle. You get three shots within the circle.
So Robert Duvall knows.
He's testing him.
But Robert Duvall knows the sniper guy, right? Or something like that?
Sniper guy trains or shoots at this range.
Okay.
Play ball, that's your mulligan.
Right.
Mr. Ward, another baseball player.
You could have told me any. I have no idea who he is. There was a surprising amount of IMDb trivia about the fact that he uses bullets as earplugs.
I mean, that's in IMDb?
There is a surprising amount of trivia about the fact that he uses bullets as earplugs.
I don't even know if that was like in the book. That's just like some fucking... That is some great detail there.
Yeah.
And I will say this movie does have a lot of fucking great detail.
Sure does. So there's the sniper. There's the guy that shot all
the... That's James Barr.
Yeah.
The guy who's been accused.
I don't think he did it.
No, they're just Jack Reacher. So now he figures it out. He knows exactly who he is. 1925. Love this.
One question.
So he knew exactly who he is. He knows he's Jack Reacher because he's the only person in the military who can shoot as good as Jack Reacher does.
That's so, man. That's
crazy, right?
He's a man of legend.
Yeah, he's literally a legend.
They're like, three in the middle? You can't, there's no one else you can be other than Jack Reacher.
That's it.
Because the other one's James Barr, and he's in jail.
In jail right now. I've got to find this roast con pollo recipe.
So I think now's a good time. Like, firstly, I love to ask this question. How much do you think Tom Cruise's net worth is?
Oh, God. Tom Cruise is probably worth $40
million. Man, like, Tim Allen is worth $40 million.
Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Really?
It's way more than that. Like, his fucking house is probably worth $40 million.
You know, because I was thinking about, like, I think recently I figured out, like, who, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce, their combined net worth is only, like...
Yeah, and musicians are significantly less than actors.
Yeah, well, that's a sad statement in its own.
Matt's a musician, so that's why he's saying that. He wishes he could be as rich as Tom Cruise.
Do not. I have no desire to be that rich. Just kidding.
It's one of those things. Well, firstly, he's worth about 10 times that. He's worth about $400 million.
Oh my God, can you fucking imagine?
You know the actor that's worth the most?
The actor that's worth the most.
You'll never guess it because he doesn't really act.
Ron Howard?
No. Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a surprise.
Okay.
It's really not.
You made Seinfeld and B-movie, and that's about it.
He's literally just never
$800 million.
Why didn't he do anything else after Seinfeld?
Because he has $800 million from it.
From Seinfeld.
Pretty much. Like, what else has he done?
What were they paying him per episode towards the end?
I think he was probably getting about $1 million an episode.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, and then on top of that, so that's what his like kind of like his acting fee was, and on top of that, he was the writer and producer, so he's getting like all those. So like he's probably making like the royalty checks alone because he's getting it for being an actor, a writer, producer.
And his name was the show.
I mean, yes, but I don't know how much money they give you for that.
what about Larry?
About half as much, $400 million. I already looked it up.
He's worth half as much?
Yeah, about $420 million.
I mean, still not a bad number.
Yeah, it's one of those things where...
He's worth the same amount as Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
They're in the same caliber.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That would have been bad.
So what's interesting about that is it's like when you reach that point, it tastes just like root beer.
Let's try this root beer. We're trying hard root beer. Thrill your taste buds. Are you tall enough to ride...
Matt is because he's a tall man.
This is Coney Island Brewing Co. They are not our sponsor, but if they want to be, we're drinking it on Tom and Terry.
Sure. I would prefer Asahi, though.
That's fucking delicious.
Yeah, it tastes like a root beer.
I mean, like...
Tastes like a really good root beer.
I mean, it's sweet, but like...
I like how we're going from a super dry to a very not dry.
Very not dry, very sweet. We got to figure something out because, like, when you start drinking while you're doing this stuff, like, I inevitably have to pee a lot.
Yeah, you can get up and go. It's not a big thing.
I think we need, like, a third, like official co-host.
I feel like that could be you, honestly.
I could be here for all of the Tom and Terry.
I would love it.
I'd be totally down. But at the same time, it's like the dynamics is going to change so much between co-host and co-host. And, you know, everyone's going to have a different opinion,
sure.
Affiliation with the.
I'm hoping so. I know somebody who hates Tom Cruise.
Guys,
what?
This is a very pivotal point. This is a very pivotal point in this movie. Dad,
behind it,
could be the threat. What did we say his name was?
I said Stephen Jenkins, but I don't think it is.
I mean, we have like literally the internet at our hands, and we can look this up at any given time. I got this.
But so anyway, so like when you're making Tom Cruise money and stuff like that, like your money becomes like it essentially doesn't exist at that point. Like you have so much money that you could essentially buy anything.
I mean, you literally just live your life. Okay, so this is a very pivotal point in this movie. It's like, okay, dad might be bad.
I might have a bad dad.
And then they're like, I'm gonna throw another wrench in this. The tension is high. Doors are closing.
Oh, it's him. He's a bad guy too.
But it's like they were so obvious about it.
Yeah.
Do you think they could have been less obvious about that?
Yeah.
Could have been a little less obvious about that.
I agree.
Guy too, he's interesting. Oh, Jack, they're not even calling it. They're calling it Jack Reacher 2.
I mean, I don't know if they probably, I mean,
It's right here.
They got that name. They need that name recognition. Is she in it?
No. It's different characters in every movie.
Yeah, as I was like, oh, getting tased.
He literally tased her.
Don't tase me, bro. I wish she said that. That would have been fucking awesome.
It's another just like cast of... Oh, Colby Smulders. I fucking love her.
I forgot that you're like you're like a.
I also like How I Met Your Mother.
I'll tell you right now. You are decidedly a man of the people. Like you're like, give me them CBS shows. I love Jack Reacher.
I mean, come on. You ever watch an episode of How I Met Your Mother?
I have, and I enjoyed it.
It's totally enjoyable. I mean, it's goofy as shit. I'm not going to be like, it's good. His name is Richard Jenkins. Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
He's just like one of those character actor guys where it's like, yeah, you're always good in the things you do, but like, I'm not going to...
Dude, am I gonna say Step Brothers?
Oh, he's great in Step Brothers.
Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah. He's, you know.
Oh, this dude is fucking Martin Luther King.
Yes, yes.
How do we miss that?
I talked about it already.
Oh, well, you're in the back. Okay. Dude.
Yeah, I know. He's, what's his name? What are you texting on?
Oh, this is WhatsApp.
You use that?
I use it. I talked to one of my photographers through WhatsApp for some reason. He's like Swedish guy. His name is Pablo.
It's one of those things, right?
He just likes probably WhatsApp doesn't even, for some reason.
Yeah, it's an international thing where as long as you have Wi-Fi, you can use it. He probably has like a fucking... Where did you say he was from?
He's Swedish.
Yeah, he probably has like a Swedish phone number. So if you like text him, it would cost like $30.
Dude, Pablo's... No, he's got a New York... phone number. I don't know why he likes WhatsApp. Like
WhatsApp is something that's like it's we missed the boat on it. Like kids use it. It's very popular with kids.
Well, it's free.
And it's very popular with international people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, yeah, it's just something that we would never use it. Like, cause I don't know. We're of the text generation, so like texting is a natural thing for us.
We'll come back to that, but
okay.
So it's official. Martin Luther King is working for the Zec, a.k.a. Werner Herzog.
Yes.
And Jai Courtney, a.k.a. former model, Australian actor.
Handsome boy model in school.
Handsome boy model, dopey face.
Handsome curly.
Handsome curly. And now Jack Reacher is laying down the law like, fuck you, I don't care about anybody.
Yeah, we're coming up towards the exciting conclusion of Jack Reacher. There's only about 20 minutes left in this movie.
My favorite part is Robert Duvall is involved in it.
He's great. Yeah. Robert Duvall is very, very old.
How old is he? He's got to be 80.
He's an old, old man. Is he still alive or did he die?
Robert Duvall is alive.
Oh, good. I find him to be very, like, you know, I like him. Like, I feel like I could hang out with him. He's 84 years old. Born a San Diego boy, a little West Coast kitty cat.
He's 84?
84 years old, almost 90 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that great that we live in an age where it's like, 80, if you were 84, like, only a couple years ago, if you were 84 years old, they'd be like, fucking, do you have a coffin yet?
You're 84, you're going to live another 10 years.
Like, if you, but it's, yeah.
And he's still working.
Yeah, it's like, if you're, like, Sir Ian McKellen and all of them, they're like, old as hell.
I like how it's like you have to refer to him as Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, I didn't have to, but I
here's
felt
our
like...
boy. He's like, sure, boss.
Yeah, he was. So this movie came out 3 years ago. He was 81 years old when they made 80 years old when they made this movie.
God bless him. God, I got to pee so bad, and I don't want to leave because this is such a good scene.
Pivotal. This is like this. We're at the end here.
You know, Gatorade bottles might not be such a bad idea.
If you, I would, anyone else, I would be upset.
It would just be like the most ludicrous thing. Like, I don't want to miss a goddamn thing in this movie, so I'm gonna pee in this Asahi can.
I love Jack Reacher so much.
I love Jack so much that I'm gonna pee in this Asahi can, so I don't miss a thing. And my commentary is so necessary.
I don't want to ruin your podcast.
My commentary.
I don't want to do a disservice to your show. So if you think about it, so it is. I say the correlation between Tom Hanks and Tom Cruise because they have the same name and they were like they basically had the same career. Have had the same career arc, but. I feel like Robert Duvall has the same sort of personality as someone like a Tom Hanks where, like, well, you could see Tom Hanks turning into a Robert Duvall kind of guy where it's like, they seem like guys you could hang out and get a beer with. Tom Cruise does not seem like a guy you can hang out and get a beer with, probably because he believes aliens are in his blood. But, so, like, I think that's the thing. And then, like, And, you know, it's like why we don't really care about Tom Hanks in terms of his personal life or him being weird. I don't even know. Is he Christian? I don't even know.
But what are you talking about?
I'm talking about Tom Hanks. And I was just saying, like, Tom Hanks is...
I like how Tom Hanks keeps coming up as, like, a reference point.
I love
like,
Tom Hanks. Well, I was just saying because they have a very similar names and they have a very similar, like, career trajectory.
But why is Tom Hanks so much less youthful?
Because he probably allowed himself to age gracefully, whereas Tom Cruise is running away from the specter of death with every fiber of his being.
And also, like, Tom Hanks, his roles are a lot more, like...
He aged with his roles. Yeah, he aged with his roles. And I was just saying that, like, a Robert Duvall, Tom Hanks, you could get a beer with those guys. I can't imagine myself getting a beer with Tom Cruise, even though he played a bartender.
How good is Forrest Gump? Can we talk about Forrest Gump?
Forrest Gump is amazing. It's like the thing... And then... So I was talking to our friend Jesse about the fact that, Tom Hanks has about the same net worth as Tom Cruise, about $400 million. And then Jesse was saying, how crazy is it that he has that amount of money just because we're all like, hey, we like you. Like, you're like a nice guy.
You're like, you're okay.
Yeah. It's like, you got paid $400 million to be like affable and like have like people like you.
It sounds like something Jesse would say.
Yeah, it's just like one of those things where we're like, we wish you were our uncle. Here's $400 million. But I'm not discounting. I mean, Tom Hanks is a phenomenal actor. I mean, his awards prove it.
Yeah, no, there's nothing. It's like Tom Hanks has done what Tom Hanks has done because he's just incredible. But
then it's like him not as an actor, as like personal life. He's, you know, he's wildly charming and nice and like.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, his edgy roles happened in the 80s, in the 90s, you know, when I would say
even Captain Phillips, he got nominated for that, I believe. It's just like...
Did he win?
I don't know. No. Who knows? He probably doesn't even care at this point. But it's just very funny to me, the idea that he's like...
So, I have a question for you. Rolling through this series, are you going to continue to use Tom Hanks as a counterpoint...
I'll be honest with you. I probably should have done this about Tom Hanks. One, he has more movies, and two, I like him more.
What? If we're being honest,
I enjoy Tom Cruise's movies way more than I enjoy Tom Hanks's movies.
I think Tom. This is the whole thing that we've been talking about. Is Tom Cruise is an actor. He's intense.
Yeah, there's that intensity. That's the thing,
That's what guides you. That's what attracts you. Whereas Tom Hanks, he's just been in some good movies, and he's a great actor.
He's a great actor, and he's a cool guy, and I enjoy his comedy. Like, what, can you even think of a Tom Cruise comedy?
And damn, he was a good looking kid when he was young.
Tom Cruise, Hanks,
yeah. Tom Hanks.
He was like a Paul Rudd handsome. He was just like, hey.
Yeah. Like this regular guy.
Hey, man, bachelor party. What a hell
Tom
of a film.
Tom Cruise is like this, like, whoa, Tom Cruise.
He was probably like one of those kids where it was like, when he was like 15 years old, his teacher was probably like, I'd fuck you. Like,
do you know that I recently just saw Risky Business for the first time, which will be an episode sooner than later?
Yeah. What'd you think about it?
I loved it. It was great.
Oh, is he listening for where the gunshots are coming from?
He's like taking his time. He's trying to figure this all out. He's got this sniper thing going. And right now, Tom Cruise is literally driving while not looking.
Yeah, so we've gotten off track here, but in this movie, we're like, this is where the rubber meets the road here. Like, we're at the payoff for this whole movie.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ, he just shot with his eyes closed.
Oh, this is so good. Robert Duvall, fucking pro sniper in the dark.
Doing all sorts of pro sniper shit.
Shooting with his eyes closed.
Doing ricochet shots, I believe. I love this like sniper battle we got going on here. Between an 80-year-old man.
Oh, it's amazing. That muzzle blast is going to give him away.
It is. I have a feeling Robert Duvall is going to die here because it's like sort of his retribution for teaching these people how to be snipers.
I don't remember
how this movie ends, but that would be great. That would be a great ending.
sniping ain't so good, though.
Hey, old. He's an old man. You know, he's probably got shaky hands.
This is bald guy. This root beer is very interesting.
It's great. I'm about to have another.
You drink fast. You know that?
Mm-hmm. I do. I'm not a sipper.
So what's the next episode?
I have no idea.
Are you happy the way this is going?
I'm ecstatic. I gotta use the bathroom.
Just talk about the dope action. I mean, this is one of those scenes where it's like the classic action scene. It's like, shit, I just dropped my knife. What am I gonna do? I gotta go run out into the line of fire. But at the same time, you know, what would movies be without these scenes? And correct me if I'm wrong, but in the book, it's the same shit. Oh, that guy's dead. I mean, Jack Reacher is just like literally fucking brutal. He doesn't give a shit. And this guy's dead too. Holy shit. I forgot how good this fucking scene is. There goes Robert Duvall. He's got him in his sights. He's not going to kill him. I'm really interested to see what, I don't even know what book Jack Reacher 2 is based upon, but I'm interested to see if they keep it in line with what's going on in the story here, which was really not any continuation of anything, or they're going to, you know, just kind of jump into another section. But either way, I'm going to fucking watch it because I love Jack Reacher.
So now I was thinking this ending, this main action sequence, I think it's pretty interestingly put together in comparison to like most modern action stuff, where it's like there's no soundtrack, there's no like pumping soundtrack, it's very quiet, there's no shaky cam, it's like very cleanly shot.
I think that's why I like this movie, because it's like it's essentially
like an old man story for old man sensibility.
It's what the book is. It's like there's no tricks. It's like, this is fucking what it is. I'm going to shoot this shit. It looks great.
It does. It looks phenomenal. Christopher McQuarrie is a great director of action movies.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm totally backing this, like,
It's not a very contemporary.
No, it's got this, like, it's got, like, the whole, like, 90s vibe.
Sure.
But looking like a modern movie, like the camera work, you know, like, because, you know, technology is just better now. Like, it doesn't have that, like, fuzziness that, like, a 90s movie would have.
Yeah, it's like, but it's, like, in terms of, like, how they're putting it together, I mean, like, if you watch a Transformers movie, it's, like, a shaky cam shot. Some of, you know, it's, like, there's, like, their edits are, like, less than a second and stuff like this. It's, like, that's not happening here in
Jack. There's tracking shots. Like.
Yeah, and it's, like, I think... It is funny. I think that's oh man, Robert Duvall coming back in.
I just think it's like filmmaking 101, classic filmmaking. Here's how you make a good movie. You fucking shoot it.
And I think it is honestly.
You take a camera and you shoot the movie.
And it's probably made for like old man sensibility. Yeah. Like an old man's like, I can't watch Age of Extinction.
I can't watch that shit. That shit's gonna give me an epileptic seizure. like literally like frame the shot, put some cool light in it, mm-hmm. make it rain. You know what I mean? Like this.
I love the
this
idea of like
great.
Not even using music. Where like music too distracting.
I mean, there's a little bit of music in there, but
yeah.
It's, like,
I mean, well,
so
the first half of this had no music,
and that's great. Isn't there like something else that there's literally no music in the whole movie?
My favorite movie of all time, Catch-22, has no soundtrack.
No soundtrack. I mean, it's like that's like a whole thing, and you know, it's funny. Because
I mean, I'm sure there's other ones too, but that's just the one that
comes
to mind.
I've been working with this video editor lately, and he's like, "Oh, you know, this reads will read totally different with music," and it's true. Things do read totally different.
And it's funny that like the lack of music is kind of like that's more noticeable than if there was music.
But at the same time, it's not like, oh shit. At the same time, it's like, you know, you get a Christopher Nolan movie, and you have, what's his name, doing the soundtrack.
Hans Zimmer
doing the soundtrack, and everything's like...
Right.
It's like this pulsing...
It changes the mood.
Yeah. You know, like, that's just, it changes the movie and it's a whole thing. And it, yeah, it revolves around that, where this is revolving around the story, the cinematography. Here's some music, but, you know, it's like, it's,
I
like
mean, this is it.
The denouement.
It was, there was a whole, there was
no
a
guns, bro. Hand to hand.
Hand to hand. No punch guns. Punch your beautiful face in.
Oh, Jai Courtney's just like, bro, you serious? This is what you want?
I wish you just, like, fucking shot him. That would be doper, but.
Oh, this scene's so sick. Just two fucking dudes in leather jackets fighting in the
fighting
rain.
Fighting in the rain.
Just, like, two dudes dressed exactly the same. Just, like, breaking their fists on each other.
And just, like, a very, very 90s-inspired, like, fight where it's just, like, as opposed to, like, the Matrix shit where they're doing, like, karate and stuff, you know?
And that's, like, the thing about Jack Reacher is, like, he is a product of, like, the 80s and the 90s, you know what I mean? Like, he's, like, a Luddite. Like, he doesn't know what fucking, like,
right,
OS 10.
He's not doing, he's,
he doesn't know what
he's not, you know, doing, he's not doing Muay Thai to, like, beat this guy up and shit like that.
Yeah, like he doesn't know what fucking, you know, the new Apple operating system is. He's like, dude, I learned how to fight with my hands. Let's fight with my hands. I don't, like, I don't even have a cell phone.
They're doing the very 90s fight scene where it's like where their like arms and legs are made of cement, like they have to like heave them at each other, you know. How wet did she just get at that?
Oh, she's just like, dude.
Oh, he's out there,
man,
freaking breaking hands.
I'd like to think that it's more of a realistic scene. He just fucking boot stomps him.
Oh, dude, she's like coming right now.
Now it's like that conflicted thing where it's like, do I like a man who actually killed somebody? Yes.
Oh, dude, she's like the most turned on right now because he's coming to get her. He's coming to save her.
Oh, the classic double handed one to the head.
Certainly not classic. That is certainly not a classic setup. Is he gonna throw a flashbang in there? What's up with his hand? Why is it shaking?
You know, because he's only human. Shaky hand. It's showing the human element of
maybe
Jack
he's
Reacher.
Like maybe he's for the first time he's scared, or he's just cold because it's raining.
He's raining and he just punched somebody and his fist is hurting and you know.
Whoa! What
like
a shot!
That's how good he is.
What a shot!
One shot. The name of the book, One Shot, and that's all it took. And here he is, the Zek.
Oh, there he is, Werner. So this is their first time even meeting.
He doesn't know shit about him, you know? All he knows is that he's got an evil empire.
Your favorite Rage Against the Machine album?
Battle of Los Angeles is pretty good, too.
Really? Really? Battle of Los Angeles?
I'm down with it.
I think that's the thing.
Sleep Now in the Fire?
I think then that's kind of where they got away from more of their like post-hardcore roots and more into like kind of like pop. Kind of like a groove and like more like groove.
I'm down with that.
I know, you're a wavy dude. We should probably, at the end of this movie, we should probably be talking about Rage Against the Machine.
But to be honest, like, I don't think Rage put out a bad album.
No.
They broke up before they did.
No.
And it was like, you know, like their early shit was like, you were like, holy fuck, this is some kind of aggression. And then their later shit, you were like, oh, this is groovy, baby.
Yeah.
But that has nothing to do with
Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. We just started talking about fucking Rage Against the Machine. Can we do a music podcast too?
Sure. Just Tom Cruise's favorite bands?
What do you think he listens to?
I think he listens to, like, dad, shitty dad, like, butt rock.
He listens to opera.
No, wait, he's not interesting enough. I think he listens to, like, shitty dad, butt rock, where he's, like fucking Stevie Ray Vaughan is his, like, he loves Stevie Ray Vaughan, probably.
Like, Foreigner?
I think even that, like, I think, like, blue, like, that, like, 80s blues rock.
Yeah, yeah. 80s blues rock.
Yeah, which is just, like, the most, like, dad music in the world.
I mean, you gotta like, You got to grow up then to like really appreciate that stuff.
Yeah.
We're just like at this point.
I'm enthralled.
Like,
I'll
let's
tell
just
you.
Watch the movie.
Werner Herzog has a hell of a like kind of like whole thing going on.
But I'm just like so confused. It's like what? He's literally never been this. This
I don't know.
Be
I don't
his acting debut.
I don't think. I don't. I'm sure it's not his acting.
Let's pull up IMDb.
Sure. Do it. Yeah. Look at him as an actor. He doesn't act. It's not like he acts in things though. Oh, Jack Reacher just shot him.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I love that, dude, because he was like, I don't give a shit if, like, that's an amazing way, because it's like, this is like kind of, that's what's interesting about, you know, Jack Reacher as a character is that most guys, most of like your kind of archetypal, like action protagonists would never do that.
He just doesn't give a fuck. What about clearing bar? What about clearing? He's like,
I don't care.
I'll figure this out. What happened to Robert Duvall? We lost him?
He's just hanging out, having fun.
Oh, so, there he is.
Just hanging out, having fun. So he kind of does... he's done, like, kind of, like, weird little credits and, like, you know, cameos and stuff like that. Like, he's not really, he's not known as an actor.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, that like, this is kind of his,
really,
like, he was, that Harmony Korine movie, Julian Donkey Boy, he's, like, but that's, like, a crazy weird,
it's a crazy weird movie. This
experimental
is like a,
film.
This is, like, we're making a mainstream movie.
Yeah, and he's in another Harmony Korine movie, but, like, there's not, this is a very... Yeah, no, he doesn't. There's nothing really of.
See, that's the one thing about this movie that is incredible to me, is it should read like a fucking blockbuster, but there's no special effect. You know, it's just like it's so just like
it's a simple, very simple, action movie.
Action movie, and it's like almost like Tom Cruise made a fucking indie flick.
I mean, this is probably as close to an indie flick as you can get. You
yeah,
know?
You know, it's like that's fucking cool. That's why I like this movie.
It's like, yeah, it's like the bombast of a normal Tom Hanks movie is taken down decidedly in this movie.
Yeah, I mean, oh, more power to him. Keep doing it.
And you know, the box office has spoken. This was a very successful film. They're making another one. We're going to get more of the Reach.
It was successful.
It was successful. I mean, it was, and it could have been another thing where, it could have been. Well, the thing is, like, as popular as Tom Cruise is in America, he is like a god in China, which is like the biggest country. So it's like the latest. What's it called? Mission Impossible films, those were Chinese co-productions.
Really?
Yeah, like that, because he's like such a draw in China. So this movie was made for $60 million.
This movie cost $60 million?
Yeah. Drop in the bucket for Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise could have done this with his like hanging around money.
He's only worth $400 million.
That is true. But
so that's like a little under a fourth of his
net worth. So it was made for $60 million. It made $218 million.
What did?
Jack Reacher. It made $218 million.
So it made its money back.
It made almost triple its money back.
I mean...
Which is insane.
$18 million?
Yeah. Yeah, it made a bunch of... It's not like, you know...
It's like, who saw Jack Reacher? How many people live in New York?
Millions?
Like something like 8 million people?
Yeah.
How many people in New York saw Jack Reacher? I would love to know that number.
That's a good question. I mean, it's like one of those things where it's like I just... It's kind of a different thing for Tom Cruise, even, because he kind of does these like big banner movies, and like this is kind of like, you know, it was released like kind of, it wasn't released around the holiday season.
It was like a weird release. It was like all of a sudden it was like, oh, he's making a Jack Reacher movie, and then one day I saw the preview and I was like, I guess he is, and that was it.
Well, no, it was actually released December 21st.
And I didn't even watch it in the theater. I watched it on a fucking airplane the first time.
Yeah, it was just like you know, like movie studios make like these kind of like medium tier action thriller movies. Like an Alex Cross is a great example of one of those. You know,
see, I'm Buck Wild out here in Bushwick right now.
Oh yeah, it's like, you know, it's like kind of a medium tier film, and that's not what Tom Cruise does. He doesn't make like, if he's making a movie, it's fucking Mission Impossible. It's like an event, but this really wasn't.
So this is like the one part of Jack Reacher that I love, is that like they refuse to be like, this is gonna end on a happy note, you know. Like, yes, it worked out for him, but he's like, the relationship, he never works out. He never fucking, you know, he and Rosamund Pike never made whoopee, you know.
Just that's it.
He's just like, I'm out.
He's gone.
He's like, I'm gone. I can't be here. I'm just going to hurt you. Goodbye.
And that's it.
And that's it. They never did the deed. And it's like, yes, he did. They're like literally like sex scenes in other movies.
Oh.
In other books. Like, you know, like.
Has he got a big one?
That is, you know, it's just like, and then he entered her. You know?
I mean, it's implied that he's got a big one.
He's a big guy, you know?
Sure.
But like, it never works out, and I love it.
All right, so that was Jack Reacher, and we're done. I could keep going.
We could just keep talking, drinking hard root beers.
Yeah, but so we're gonna end it here. Thanks everyone for listening. You know, follow us on Twitter or wherever you want to follow us. Matt, do you want to tell anybody to listen to anything or do anything? You got bands.
Nah, it's cool. I'm gonna let this exist on its own.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody. Bye bye.